contestants are a public defender from Spokane, Washington, Kate Allison. A quality engineer from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Raghavansh Ramaswamy. And our returning champion, a university administrator from Binghamton, New York, Kevin Vetcher, whose two-day cash winnings total $49,401. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everyone. Because of the different categories that come up in each of our programs, you never know what's going to happen on our show. We may get a champion who wins 5 or 10 games in a row. In other situations, we get a new champion every day. Kevin has won twice now. Can he get a roll going? So much depends on the categories that will come up today. Oh, and also on the play of his opponents. We'll find out what happens in this half hour. Good luck, players. Here we go. Here are the categories, ladies and gentlemen. Play along at home. Song royalty and nobility. That's interesting. Followed by footwear. That's not so interesting. 100%. Each correct response will begin with the letter P. And then each response is a word pronounced differently as a verb or as a noun. So we are going to shift the stress. Then we're going to go west, young man. Kevin, go.
Song royalty and nobility for 600.
Gene Chandler, This of Earl. Kevin.
What is Duke?
That's it.
Footwear 800.
Originally worn by Plains Indians, these soft shoes get their name from a Native American language. Kate.
What are moccasins?
You got it.
Footwear for 600.
In 2016, the Smithsonian began a Kickstarter campaign to help conserve these iconic shoes from The Wizard of Oz. Kevin.
What are the ruby slippers?
That's it.
Shift the stress, 800.
To assign someone to a particular task and a minor part of the whole. What is detail or detail? Back to you, Kevin.
Shift the stress, 6.
To say no, and a social loser. There's a band of all-American ones. Raghavansh?
What is refuse?
Nope. Kate?
What are rejects and reject?
That's it.
Shift the stress, 400.
Answer. Daily double. Well, we're finding it in what sounds like a tough category, but you never know. You have 1,400 to put at risk.
Let's wager 600.
All right, here is the clue. To express disapproval. And something that you can see and touch.
Object and object. What are object and object?
That's it. You were so excited about coming up with the correct response, you forgot to phrase it properly. But that's all right in the first round. Go.
Shift the stress, 200.
To absorb nutrients internally and a condensed literary collection. Raghavansh.
What is digest?
Yes.
100% for 400.
The 100th of these begins, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Kate.
What are psalms?
Yes.
100%, 200.
100 this means 50% alcohol. Kate.
What is proof?
Good.
100%, 600.
In 2018, Belle Reve Country Club hosted the 100th edition of this, one of golf's 4 major championships. Kevin?
What is the U.S. Open?
Nope. Kate?
What is Pro-Am?
Nope.
No.
Correct response, what is the PGA championship? Back to you, Kate.
100%, 800, please.
Crow Fair, Montana's largest Native American event, is this type of big chatty gathering. The 100th was in 2018. Kevin.
What is a powwow?
Powwow, right you are.
Young man, 800.
Young Tom Edison developed trouble with this at an early age, possibly as a result of mastoiditis. Raghavansh.
What are his teeth?
Pardon?
What are his teeth?
No. Kevin.
What is eating?
Nope. Correct response, what is his hearing? Back to you, Kevin.
Young man, 600.
In 1628, 28-year-old Oliver Cromwell was elected to this, which probably came to regret letting him in. Kevin.
What is Parliament?
Yes.
Go West, 400.
Go West, 30 miles from Grand Junction, Colorado, and you'll be in this state. Raghavansh.
What is Utah?
Good.
Go West for 800.
A few miles from Feldkirch, Austria, cross the border, and you'll be in this tiny principality. Raghavansh.
What is Liechtenstein?
Yes, and with that, you have just gotten yourself out of the hole. That's a good moment for us to pause for these commercials. Back in a moment. Kate Allison is a public defender from Spokane, Washington, which means she practices law. But before your legal career, what were you doing?
I was a cheesemonger for about 8 years.
Have you always been a big cheese fan?
I have.
What's your favorite?
Right now, probably Rogue River Blue. It's a wonderful seasonal blue cheese up from Oregon.
Okay, good. Raghavansh Ramaswamy from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Huge cricket fan.
I am. There's not enough of us on Jeopardy.
I know, but cricket is not a popular sport here in America. So in international competitions,
yes.
Who do you cheer for?
I'm a huge fan of the Indian cricket team and also my hometown Chennai team. I'd actually love to go follow the Indian cricket team on a tour, on a cricket tour when they go maybe through the Caribbean or Australia.
Yes, okay. Kevin Boettcher is from Binghamton, New York. He is our champion. Would like to use some of his winnings to buy some special tools for your shop.
So I am a habitually clumsy person, and so you can buy table saws that will actually stop if they touch any kind of flesh.
You don't want to buy any tools.
No, no.
Hire somebody to do the work. Not someone like me who is accident prone. All right, let's get back into this. Raghavansh, you're in command of the board right now, young man.
100% for 1,000.
All right, here's Jimmy.
When you add up the first 9 of these positive integers, you get 100.
Kevin.
What are prime numbers?
That's it.
Shift the stress 1,000.
To dismiss a theory as incorrect and a reduction in the price of an item. Raghavansh.
What is discount?
Good.
Go west for 1,000.
Go west from Nunavut into this adjacent territory. Raghavansh.
What is Yukon?
No. Kate.
What is the Northwest Territory?
Yes, Raghavansh went a little too far west. Kate, back to you.
Footwear for 1,000, please.
Last name of Tony, the Italian-American cobbler who began making army boots before moving on to Western boots. Raghavansh.
What is Stetson?
No. Wrong part of the body. Okay. Kate or Kevin, correct response is Llama. Tony Llama. Back to you, Kate.
Go west for 600, please.
Go west with your eyes from your veranda on West Maui to this island that sounds like a veranda. We're in the Hawaiian Islands, and it's Lanai. Back to you, Kate.
Go west for 200, please.
Go west over Westminster Bridge, and you'll arrive on the north bank of this river. Kevin.
What is the Thames?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Young man, 400.
Teenage Michelangelo sculpted the Battle of These Horsemen hybrids. Raghavansh.
What are centaurs?
Yes.
Young man for 1,000.
Admitted to the bar in 1800, Richard Rush was only 33 when President Madison appointed him this in 1814. Kevin?
What is the Supreme Court?
No. Raghavansh.
What is Attorney General?
Good, you're back on the plus side again.
Footwear for 400.
In the 1960s, Gucci dressed up these lazy-sounding shoes by adorning them with a metal horse bit. Kate?
What are loafers?
Yeah.
Footwear for 200, please.
There's no mistaking this type of footwear heard here. Raghavansh.
What are tap dancing shoes?
Yes.
Young man for 200.
At 12, Mozart wrote Bastien und Bastien, one of these composed in German, not Italian. Kevin.
What is an opera?
Right. And with that, you wind up at 1600, but Raghavansh is the one going first. When we come back to start Double Jeopardy, right after this.
Sponsored in part by
Statement Necklace or a let your neck make the statement.
Gold Bond Neck and Chest Cream. 97% head firmer skin. Gold Bond. Ultimate lotion. Ultimate skin.
Before we get into Double Jeopardy, we have a change in score to announce that affects our leader, Kate. A little while ago, you singularized the Canadian Northwest Territories, and Northwest Territory is a different geographic entity, so we have to take $2,000 away from you. You're now in second place, but Raghavansh, you still go first. And here are the categories for your selection in the Double Jeopardy round. First, the world in 1819. Ooh. We'll deal with baseball managers, loving the spin I'm in, fun facts, authors born and died. And finally, two letters. The second is a K. Short responses. Raghavansh, go.
Let's do fun facts for 1600.
Fact, fun can be had in this Missouri town, the live music show capital of the world. Kevin.
What is Branson?
Yes.
Authors born and died 800.
Dublin born in 1882. He died in Zurich in 1941. Raghavansh.
Who is Joyce?
James Joyce, yes.
Fun facts for 1200.
An Arizona man urged bored teens to go outside and do this, and it went viral. In Spanglish, it's called hashtag basura challenge. Kevin.
What is the trash bag challenge? Or trash challenge?
No. Raghavansh.
What is to clean up trash?
That's it, yes.
Let's do fun facts for 2000.
Popping some champagne for fun, this brand, named for a founder and his great-grandson-in-law, sells the most. What is Moet and Chandon? Raghavansh, back to you.
Loving the spin I'm in for 1200.
Discovered in 1967, this type of neutron star spins rapidly. And that would be a pulsar, Raghavansh.
Loving the spin I'm in, 1600.
Spiral grooves in a gun barrel spin a bullet to stabilize its flight. The grooves and the process of cutting them are called this. It's called rifling. Hence we get the term rifle. Raghavansh.
Loving the spin I'm in for 800.
When you stop spinning, a fluid called endolymph in your head still spins, moving the tiny hairs here, causing dizziness. Raghavansh.
What is in the ears?
Yes.
The world in 1819 for 1200.
Sometimes called the first U.S. immigration law, the Steerage Act required all arriving ships to present this list of the passengers. Raghavansh.
What is a manifest?
Correct.
The world in 1819 for 1600.
In 1819, this bank employee won a Supreme Court case that pitted him against the state of Maryland. His name was James McCullough. Back to you, Raghavansh.
The world in 1819 for 800.
Answer, Daily Double. And you're in the lead.
Let's do $2,000.
Two it is. Here is the clue. Shelley's poem, England in 1819, calls him an old, mad, blind, despised, and dying king.
Who is Edward II?
No, who is George III? He wasn't particularly liked here in America either. Go again.
Let's do the world in 1819 for 2000.
Sir Stamford Raffles landed on this diamond-shaped Asian island and began buying land to set up a trading operation. Raghavansh.
What is Singapore?
Yes.
Fun facts for 800.
If you know how I can get a chance to play with one of these super fun dogs, I'm all ears. Kevin.
What is a corgi?
Yes.
Authors, 1600.
His story began in Salem, Massachusetts in 1804 and ended 60 years later during a trip to New Hampshire with Franklin Pierce. Kevin?
Who is Hawthorne?
Good.
Authors born and died 2000.
Answer. The other Daily Double. All right, you're a shade off the lead right now.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right, for 8,800, here is the clue. The winds of war carried this author from his birth in the Bronx to his death in Palm Springs, California in 2019 at age 103. say something.
Who is?
Herman Woke. Herman Woke. You're down to zero, but there's plenty of clues on the board. Go.
Author's 1200.
Go tell it on the mountain that he was born in New York in 1924 and said adieu in France in 1987. And that would be James Baldwin. Kevin.
Loving the spin I'm in, 2000.
This instrument seen here got its name from Foucault, the pendulum guy. Kevin.
What is a gyroscope?
Good.
Two letters, second is K, 800.
This all-American form of approval dates back to around 1840. Kate.
What is okay?
Good.
Two letters, 400.
You can get a Whopper Jr. there. Kate.
What is BK?
Yeah.
Two letters, 1200.
Today I didn't even have to use my this, so it was a good day for Ice Cube. Kevin.
What is my AK?
Yeah.
Two letters, 16.
It was the former stock symbol of the company now listed as KODK. Kevin.
What is EK?
EK, Eastman Kodak, yeah.
I finished the category for 2000.
Canada Post says to put this provincial abbreviation on your postcard to your friend in Regina. Kate.
What is SK?
Yes, for Saskatchewan. Less than a minute now.
Author's 400.
This little woman was born in Germantown, Pennsylvania in 1832 and died in Boston in 1888. Roggevant.
Was Alcott?
Louisa May Alcott, yes.
Fun facts for 400.
The boys from Delta House didn't make it, but a party for 3,700 wearing these garments took place in Queensland in 2012. Kevin.
What are togas?
Yes.
The world in 1819. For 400.
The University of Virginia was founded on 1,000 acres near the Blue Ridge Mountains with this man as its first rector. Kevin.
Who's Thomas Jefferson?
Good.
Baseball managers, 800.
One of the smallest major league players ever, Miller Huggins, managed this 1927 team, perhaps the greatest of all time. This isn't going to be a repeat of the football category from last year, is it? New York Yankees is the correct response. Well, we'll save the contestants. Okay, low scores as we get set for Final Jeopardy. Let's see what the category is. First of all, phrase origins. Not a big winner coming up, but let's see after this.
A teen shot by his neighbor.
He shouldn't have did anything to my son.
Why parents are outraged over the investigation. Jamming with Jaws. The underwater kiss performance set to entertain fans with a shark-filled twist.
In this spooky Geico commercial, when the gecko opens a music box, up comes one of these figures from the Italian for Dancing Girl. What is a ballerina? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
I'm so glad this is not a Friday show because I wouldn't want to end the week with a low-scoring final. Phrase origins is the subject, players. Here's your clue. The OED's first citation for this phrase, referring to a region of the United States, is from a Durant, Oklahoma newspaper in 1936. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. It's a close game, but you're in third place with 4,600. We come to you first. What did you write down? What is the Dust Bowl? Good for you. That is right. And you risked everything. Good. You're in the lead with 9,200. Let's go to the middle now. Roggevench, you had 5,000. You came up with what? The Midwest. Sorry. Boo-hiss. It'll cost you $49.99. You drop to a dollar. Let's go to our champion, Kevin. Two-day winner. 5,600 going into final. And a correct response in this final, and how much did he risk? 4,401. He remains champion with 10,001. It's a small total, but he gets to wrap the week up with us tomorrow. He has $59,402 right now. We'll see you tomorrow. The categories will be different, I promise.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.